Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We've all got things about ourselves we'd like to change.
We do.
And generally, the people in our lives, there are things about them we'd like to change too.
Yes.
How much is it really possible for a person to change?
Well, whenever we're talking about change, we're talking about the aim of all change is to aim for some sustainable change. There's no point changing something or doing something differently if we're only going to find ourselves back in the same situation
again. Like fad diets.
That's right, quite quickly. Fad diets, New Year's resolutions. So basically the idea around change needs to be about sustainable long-term change. And part of the way that we kind of do that is to look at making smaller changes over a longer period. You know that metaphor that every long journey starts with a single step and is made up of 1,000 single steps? Well, that's like change. And sometimes you're actually better to take a lot more successful small changes that add up to a much bigger change in the long run rather than try and go for a much, much bigger change too fast and then end up back stuck in the same situation.
So definitely marathon, not sprint. You don't get to feel the satisfaction of making all the changes at once, but you're more likely to hang on to them, are you?
I guess it's kind of like the best way I've found to think about this is the renovating a house idea, where sometimes when we want to change the way we're living and the house that we're living, we have to do that very, very slowly, one room at a time, one change at a time, rather than going in and knocking out a wall here and going through the floor there and then having a very, very disruptive place to live where you're not actually comfortable and you can't actually do the day-to-day stuff.
If someone feels like they're stuck in the same patterns and the same life and they just keep going around the merry-go-round, how much change is possible for them?
Quite a lot of change. Anyone is able to make some really, really dramatic changes in their life as long as they do it in a way that works for them. And generally, if you're stuck in a merry-go-round, you're stuck because you've been doing it for a long time. And generally, that means that you can't change it overnight because you are so used to doing it. And there are cognitive, emotional, and behavioral aspects to all of our lives. We need to look at all of those and factor those in when we change as well. And just change slowly. Set a goal for a week and then work towards that. Then up the ante for the next week and work towards that. Over time, that really adds up.
And how likely are mistakes along the way?
You can pretty much bet on them. And it's important that you factor those in, and it's actually important that you're able to learn from those and be able to work through them. Usually, if we're talking about a mistake or a step back when we're changing something, it's back into an old pattern, and it means that whatever change we are trying to make isn't quite the best fit. So if you can learn from that, have a look at what the mistake was, what the setback was, look at how you may not be able to repeat that in the future, then again, you're going to be working towards that more sustainable change.